Kaku's doing.
Cody's giving us a karate demonstration.
Yeah, he's gonna break these boards with his head.
You're kidding.
It's all a matter of physics. I mean, you know, when it comes to density, my head's a lot thicker than this wood.
Well, what can I say? Knock yourself out.
Now remember, kids, I'm a professional. Do not try this at home. Okay, that was a practice swing.
Cody, maybe you better stop.
Oh, no way. I just got my forehead all nice and flat. Gay! Good news. I think I heard something crack. Okay, this time we go for broke. Is it me or is it just getting dark in here?
Boy, I sure hope kids don't try this at home.
Mrs. Schmidt, here's your coffee.
Carol, I sure hope this makeover is going to make me glamorous.
Oh, don't worry. Just go back in the shop, get under the dryer, in no time at all, you'll look just like Sybil Shepherd. Or a German Shepherd.
Carol, did you wash my hockey jersey?
Yeah, doesn't it look nice?
No! You washed all the blood stains out. How am I supposed to intimidate people if I'm whiter than white?
See, I'm sorry, Al. Well, maybe Mark will have one of his nosebleeds and drip all over it.
I hope so. Mom, I need your help. You know that modeling audition I have tomorrow? Well, I've been trying out some new facial expressions to show the photographer my range.
This shouldn't take long. Al, go ahead, honey.
Okay. I call this caught by surprise. This I call deep in thought. Now, be brutally honest. What do you think?
I think you're an idiot.
Oh. You know, I'm really getting sick of this. Why are you always insulting me?
Hey, we drew straws. JT got Dana, I got you.
Oh, who cares what you think anyway? Mom, what did you think of my facial expressions?
Well, I think you're very talented. But what's wrong with just being yourself?
Being myself isn't enough. They're looking for the official Stop Jeans girl. They're scouring malls nationwide, looking for the girl whose face says, stop.
Well, your face certainly... Go ahead, honey.
If I get this job, my face will be on billboards across the country. I better go upstairs. I still have to work on joy, anguish, and truly moved by an inexpensive gift.
Hey, Carol. I got a look for you.
I'm your daughter, and I'm brain dead.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Huh.
You're not gonna believe this. You know what I just found out? Little Michelle on Full House is actually two people.
Life is just full of disappointments, huh?
Sure is.
Cody, we're a man short. Got any money?
Yeah.
Good, you're in. Five card stud, nothing wild. I've got a buck.
Now, wait, hold on. You know, I am not a gambling man.
Oh, why is that, Cody? Afraid of losing?
No, I'm what you call a born winner. See? A lucky stiff. I got the might all touch. Yeah. See, I've only gambled once in my life, and it nearly ruined me. It all started innocently enough. You know, I was playing bingo on a Navajo reservation. After I won the first 72 games in a row, I figured, okay, beginner's luck, right? But it didn't stop there. I didn't just win at bingo. I won at keno, roulette, blackjack. I even won at guess the chief's weight. I couldn't figure out why I kept winning, and then this old dude explained it to me. He said, it's the curse.
Well, who said it's a curse? Some old Indian?
Nah, some old insurance salesman from Spokane, Washington. He said that once a century, the deities that be point a fickle finger of fate at some poor sap and curse him with good luck. Well, Uncle Frank, I am that poor sap.
You know, I'm listening real hard, but I still don't know what the boy's talking about.
Well, don't you get it? Too much good luck is a curse. Nobody likes you if you win all the time. That's why I don't want to take a chance on starting my good luck streak again.
Guys, just a second. Here, Cody, come here. Let me talk to you. Listen, if I could guarantee that you don't win, would you consider playing?
Well, yeah, but how could you be sure I wouldn't win?
Well, when was the last time you played poker?
When I was 11.
Oh, I'll guarantee you won't win.
Okay, but I hope Lady Luck doesn't shake her groove thing at me tonight.
Yeah, here, he's in, guys. He's in. Yeah,
all right.
George, you want to move it? You're in my lucky chair.
Okay, guys. Five card draw. Nothing's wild. No check and raise and pot limit on the bet. Okay?
Here we go.
Okay, George, talk to me.
Give me three.
Three? Oh, George wants three. Okay, Verge.
I'll take two.
Two for Verge. Cody.
Hey, Uncle Frank. Is four kings a good hand?
Just about as good as you can get.
I knew it. I'll take four.
Good man wants one, two, three, and four. Dealer takes one.
I bet a buck. I'll see your buck.
Cody, you're gonna have to look at your cards.
Ready to take a look at you in a minute.
How do I look? Am I wearing too much makeup? Not enough? Do I look stylish yet not too perfect to be the girl next door?
Sure. Look, this audition better not take long.
Relax, Al. It'll just take a few minutes. Then we'll go down to the sporting goods store and we'll get you your hockey bat.
Carol, it's not a bat. It's a stick. Look, that's Jim Yates. He's a famous New York fashion photographer.
Yeah, hello, everybody. I'm Tim Yates, famous New York fashion photographer. As you know, I've been combing the country looking for the stop jeans girl. Basically, I'm sick and tired of living out of a suitcase, so hopefully one of you girls is the right one. Well, by the way, sucking up won't do you any good. I'm not seeing it. This campaign is jeans with an attitude. All I see here is pretty.
Pretty is bad.
No, pretty's been done. Now, I wish for once I could find a girl who had a little bit of an edge.
Edge.
Yo, maestro, what is the holdup here?
Ow.
Pick up Pris bag and move on.
Shh. She didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. Makes me feel like I'm back in New York. Come here, honey.
Who are you calling honey?
Love the attitude. I'm seeing edge here. What's your name?
Al.
How'd you like to be a model?
No way.
Pays $200 an hour.
Hey, I'm your man.
All right.
Hello,
to get this modeling job. And all she does is show up, act rude, and she's the one they hire.
Hey, when you're hot, you're hot. I guess I'm hot and you're not.
Oh, shut up, you little grub worm.
Oh, Karen. Make me Barbie.
All right, Kenneth. You know, I am sick of all this arguing, so just knock it off. Button it. Stick a sock in it.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Marion. How are you? Love your purse.
Have I made myself perfectly clear?
Mother, I'm not going to sit around while this no good, backstabbing little
thing. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Bobby. See you at the game. Nice haircut. Well, I don't remember what I was saying, but you stink. And you don't have a clue about what it takes to be a model.
Oh, right. It's really hard to stand there and look like a brain-dead moron.
Yeah?
Shut up. I'm in the middle of an argument.
You are so rude.
Oh, eat my shorts.
All right. There will be no more name-calling and no more suggestions that people eat things.
Okay, fine. As far as I'm concerned, the argument is over. But can I say one thing?
Sure.
You might think modeling is easy, but when you're up there under those hot lights with 20 people telling you how to smile, how to stand, look over here, look over there, you're gonna choke.
Are you through?
Sure.
Good. Al, would you go get your hockey bat thingy? And Karen, would you sit down? I want to talk to you.
Fine. Karen, I know how important this modeling job was to you, and I am sorry you did not get it, but that is no reason to lash out at Al.
I can't believe this. You're taking her side.
No, I am not taking anyone's side. I'm treating you both the same.
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. I'm your daughter. She's just your stepdaughter.
Oh, is that the way you still think of her, as just a stepsister? Well, she is, isn't she?
Well, technically, yes. But I don't think of us as Fosters and Lamberts. I think of us as one family. We live in one house. We care about each other. And frankly, after almost 3 years, I would think that you would feel the same way, too.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
Happy, Uncle Frank. You guaranteed me I wouldn't win at poker. But I did win, didn't I? And I've had nothing but good luck all day, and it's all your fault.
Cody, you played one hand of poker, you won, and ran screaming from the house. Now, what's the problem?
The curse! That's the problem. Yeah. I went down to the hardware store this morning to get myself some spackle. Ooh, sure. Sounds innocent enough. But what I didn't know is that I'd be their 10,000th customer and win $100. Yeah. You know, I felt guilty about the money, so I tried to spend it all in one place. Do you have any idea how much spackle you can buy for $100?
Cody, just relax. There is no such thing as a good luck curse.
Oh, yeah? Well, then explain this, if you will. I was so overwrought by that whole spackle debacle, I went over to 7-Eleven, you know, to get myself a Slurpee. I give the guy a buck, he gives me a quarter back, right? But not just any quarter. He gives me a Civil War quarter from the Civil War worth $800. Yeah, you think I got a lot of spackle? You should see how many Slurpees I got in the back of my van.
Cody, if you're that upset, why don't you just stay in the house and lay low, huh? I'm sure nothing good is going to happen to you here.
Yeah, from your mouth to God's ears.
Would you get the phone for me, Cody?
Hello, Lambert residents. Cody Lambert speaking. My favorite radio station? WRGB, why? Great. Yeah, I want a cruise to the Bahamas.
She's almost ready.
She's almost ready.
What am I, deaf?
Hey,
Here comes the kid.
You look great, honey.
Thanks.
She's a little nervous.
Yeah, perfectly natural. Al, honey, I want you to meet some people. This is Betty Jenkins and Marty Green with McCormick Advertising.
Hi.
Yeah, Al, honey, come on over here and stand in the light so we can get a look at you.
I thought she'd be taller.
She's sweating like crazy.
Somebody wipe her down.
She doesn't look very happy.
Doesn't she smile?
Al, give us a smile, honey.
That's not a smile.
Now, bigger smile, sweetheart. Show us some teeth.
Has she ever done this before?
No, it's her first time.
I was afraid of that.
She looks sick.
You're not gonna hurl, are you, honey?
Look, it's really hot out here. I need some air.
Al, where are you going?
Oh, I thought I'd go for a little walk.
Where?
Home.
Hey, are we working or what?
Look, Mr. Famous New York fashion photographer, we need a minute.
Hey, who's in charge here?
Me. We're taking a break.
I'm taking a break.
Look, Al, I know you're nervous, but you're going to do great.
No, I'm not. Karen's right. I don't know how to be a model. I just want to go home.
Well, I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do. I'll go talk to the photographer and tell him he has to get another model.
Mom, wait.
Karen, what are you doing here?
Well, I came to watch Al fall on her face, but I kind of changed my mind. Can I talk to her for a second? Please?
Sure.
What do you want? Look, I was really jealous about you getting the job, but when I saw what a hard time you were having up there, I felt really bad for you.
Oh, wait a minute. You felt bad for me?
Hey, I know what it feels like to be up there in front of those lights. It's scary. Everybody's picking at you and talking about you like you're a piece of meat. I know what you're going through, and it's really important for us to stick together.
Why? Because we're models?
Because we're sisters.
Really? You think of me as your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thanks, Karen. That's really nice.
But I still can't get up there and do this.
Yes, you can. All you need is an attitude.
Well, what kind of attitude?
That edge thing. Just get up there and be that rude little snot that they love so much at the audition.
Hey, I can do that. All right, let's carve this turkey. I got a hockey game in 3 hours.
No, Karen, sometimes you really surprise me.
Sometimes I surprise myself.
All right, let's see why people call me a genius.